I want to welcome you to the program today. It's another special episode of Mostly Folk, and it's extra special because I had the great honor of speaking with Noel Paul Stuckey. And of course, if you don't know who Noel is, he is the Paul of Peter, Paul, and Mary, has been called the elder statesman of protest music. And enough said, I don't have to go beyond that. But Noel has a new album he just released, and it's called Just Causes. And as you'll learn from this interview, that's exactly what it is. So let's get the program rolling, and then we'll go right into the interview with Noel. And here he is with All My Life. I'm Audie Martello, and welcome to Mostly Folk.
She didn't tell me till the seventh week. Now how was I supposed to know why she was crying? Is it even like a kid, you know? And if you're never born, it's not like really dying. I called this guy, he knows this guy. He said, bring it down.
And does your husband know he's soon to be a father? I had to laugh when the line went dead. I mean, I could have called him back, but should I bother now?
All my life I've been living in mystery. All my life I've been waiting for you.
Mystery.
Hold my life.
from his new album, Just Causes. That was Noel Paul Stuckey with All My Life. During the time we were together, Noel played one live song for us, and it's kind of an important song, so I'm going to start off with that. Here's Noel Paul Stuckey live.
This is kind of the anchor of the album, you know. I'm gonna start a revolution. I'm gonna take it to the street. I'm gonna smile at every solitary person that we meet. I'm gonna wave at total strangers, no matter where they're from. I'm gonna start a revolution. Yeah, gonna win it one by one.
There you go. Noel Paul Stuckey live right here. And I'm speaking with Noel. And if you don't know who Noel Paul Stuckey is, he, as I said before, is the elder statesman of protest music, a one-time member of Peter, Paul, and Mary. But I want to talk about the album and some of the songs on the album. You just did Revolution, and that's actually what, the last song on the album? Or no?
It is, and you know, as it's turned out, the album was released about a month ago, and as I've spoken to people about it, I'm realizing more and more that it is, in fact, a revolution that's being called for, a revolution of the heart. There's a bridge to the song that says, but we're a raggle-taggle army, got no uniform or guns. Still, we've been called by coincidence, so maybe we're the ones to take this revolution to the streets, smile at every solitary person that we meet. And the idea is, honestly, that we have to take personal recognition of bringing peace on earth. We have to be personally responsible. Ooh, there's a nice little sound from a...
I know, this happening to me too. It's these crazy notifications that pop into your computer. I don't know how to get rid of them, but...
At least it was a pleasant melody. But we have to take personal responsibility for bringing peace on earth.
Yeah. You know? Now, you say that we have to take personal responsibility, but both of us are... Oh, you know, we don't have that much time left to take responsibility. So do you think that the younger generation, people like Greta Thunberg, for example, do you think that there is hope for this world and that the young generation that's coming up now, you think they're going to take responsibility?
I do, if they continue to step beyond themselves. It's hard to step beyond yourself when you're an adolescent. I mean, you're learning how, as a baby, you're learning how to walk, you're learning how to talk, you're inheriting a lot of information and you're trying to assemble it into a personhood. And so you're quite busy and quite involved in your own individual growth. The fact that Greta can step out and point to those things that we have in common, those concerns that we have in common, is kind of the folk music of speech. And so to the extent that music can return to its caring facility, that is to say, less platform and eyeshadow, less platform shoes, less eyeshadow, and more substance, then I think when we celebrate by dancing or by singing a song that perhaps doesn't have a social message, there'll be a true justification. But until that time, I think the younger generation is inheriting certainly the awareness of those challenges that are facing us. I mean, because we live in a connected society now. You and I were talking about that before, how if there was ever an opportunity for a one-by-one revolution to take place, now's the time, because anybody with access to an iPhone or a computer or a library is an equal with anybody else who's connected to the same. So that's why the word viral kind of interesting to me, you know, because what it really means is it's contagious. It just means that somebody has hit on an idea or a cause, a concern, a love, an expression of something that we all are attracted to. So it's become, so I'm hopeful that peace becomes contagious to this younger generation.
Yeah, that would be so marvelous.
There's a warning in the wind that comes wailing through the trees, a depression in the shoreline left by the pounding seas. There is a lesson in the drought that brings a country to its knees in these times. We are dancing with disaster when we live beyond our needs and pretend our hungry souls are not related to our greed. Life's a journey, but it's not about the speed in these times. In these times, we must be mindful of the gift. In these times, use our hands and hearts to lift the fallen spirit in this land, planting flowers in the sand, reaching out a helping hand. Hide behind our doors. Our choice is fewer now by what we've chosen to ignore in this time. The ship of state's drifting and it's getting hard to steer. It's a complicated issue, but the direction's pretty clear. And each of us is who we need to get to there from
speaking with Noel Paul Stuckey, who has a new album out called Just Causes. And the album has a double meaning, really, because every song on the album is
about a cause.
About a cause. And the cause is the charity that is the beneficiary of this album. It's a unique thing. And talk about how it came about, you know, the Paul Newman idea and all of that.
Well, I think it was a double, you know, I was pushed into a doubly. One, by recognizing perhaps the depth of the message in a song called Tom Quick, written by an Aussie songwriter named Gary Shearston, who was visiting the country and who could look at the misapplied anger of revenge to the indigenous people. And hearing that lyric fresh for the first time made me realize that there are a lot of things in our lives that we have let go by. So standing in front of the frozen food section of my grocery store, I happened to see the pizza box from Paul Newman that said 100% profits to charity. And I realized I've got a frozen food locker of music for the past 50 years of songs that were important for that particular album, but that put together would represent a way to give back to the agencies that are thematically connected with each one of the songs. So I began to look at and came up with about 18 or 20 songs, but culled it down to 15 that are obviously connected to an important concern that we share now, as particularly in this century of climate abuse.
In the town of Milford, Pennsylvania, there stands a sorry sign. Helps passing strangers understand Pike County's frame of mind. Tom Quickett says the Indian slayer of legendary fame lived in this region where he played a hero's game. He was angered by the slaying of his father, who had been a pioneer. Word means an Indian, no doubt, put out to lose his burying ground. Apparently, went all the way when Tom Quick's daddy found.
of the first track on the album is In These Times, which the net profits go to the Nature Conservancy. There's a song called Juice, which suggests that when all the power goes out and the trucks don't roll and you're left with nothing but a spoon in your bowl, where are you going to turn to? And that actually calls for compassion. And you know, if there was a theme that ran through it, very much parallel to the revolution and the responsibility that each of us takes to bringing peace to Earth. Remind us of our interconnectedness. And that's whether they're dealing with the Holocaust or whether they're dealing with nukes or nuts, which is the kind of cheeky attempt, as I say on the actual recording, because it was done live in front of an audience, to remind people that the proliferation of atomic nuclear weapons is just crazy. And we are still living on the edge of that kind of craziness, you know, what with Pakistan, Iran, Russia, you know, India, many of the countries wanting to enter into it, which kind of, again, underlines the importance of using alternative energies, because if we can get away from nuclear altogether, I think we'll be a healthier planet. Yeah, I was approached by the Nuclear Age Peace Foundation in Santa Barbara, California, and they asked me if I'd do a 20 or 30 second video and use the phrase "nukes are nuts" in it. And I thought, well, that's a pretty cheeky way to address a very serious, heavy subject. And I talk a little bit about that right in the middle of the song that's on the album. But I went online when I was doubting the efficacy of including that phrase in a song, and I saw Desmond Tutu, who spoke about the downside of nuclear weapons and then concluded with the comment, "Nukes are nuts." And I thought, oh man, if he's for it, I can certainly make my statement as well.
Nukes are nuts, it's a crazy thing. Just like squirrels waiting for the spring, we hide them underground, preparing for a day when some crazy squirrel try to blow us all away. I say, nukes are nuts, nukes are nuts. No ifs, no ands, no buts, you know. Nukes are nuts, na 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 na. It's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, one nuke for another. But if that's the truth, be the end of the world for the human race. No trees, no squirrels, no trace. I say, nukes are nuts. You can say it too. Nukes are nuts. No ifs, no ifs, no ands, no buts. You know, nukes are nuts. Now you may think this is a kind of a cheeky way to deal with a pretty heavy problem. Well, I did too. I mean, I got this request from an organization in Santa Barbara, and they said, would you make a 20-second video, maybe 30-second video, and include the phrase, nukes are nuts, in it? And I went, you gotta be kidding. Nukes are nuts? But I went on their website to see who else had done it, and there was Desmond Tutu. And I said, no, he's not really. And for the first 20 seconds of his little video, he spoke about the craziness of the money that's invested in these antiquated, I'll get you if you get me, weapons. And at the very end of it, he says, nukes are nuts. I figured if he could do it, I could at least compose a song And if you need a justification for singing the chorus, here's your excuse. There's India and Pakistan, at least 7 more countries where these nuclear weapons are stored. 17,000 warheads, it's true, totally secure except for 5 at the outside. Nukes are nuts. Somebody said the system's too big to fail. Last time I heard that, somebody went to jail. A push of a button in defense of a nation, and hope it wasn't a miscommunication. Nukes are nuts, come on now. Nukes are nuts, no ifs, no ifs, no ands, no buts. Say, nukes are nuts, na 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 na. Asking us to make peaceful choices. Every woman, every man, hey, even squirrels can understand that. Nukes are nuts, come on now. Nukes are nuts. No ifs, no ands, no buts. Nukes are nuts. Yeah, thank you. Na 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 na. Nukes are nuts, and the world's getting smaller, tempers getting shorter, and walls are getting taller. We got to come up with a master plan, and what we can't do, hey, maybe love can. I see, nukes are nuts, come on now. Nukes are nuts, no ifs, no ands, no buts. Say, nukes are one more time on nuts. Say, nukes are nuts.
The winner.
Yeah. The winner says there's one thing that brings us together and one thing that it tears us apart. And you get to choose one or the other. There's not room for both in your heart. Basically, that's love and hate. Although the total opposites are love and fear, but fear generates the hate because then there's a mistrust. If you're fearful, you mistrust everything and hate everything. And I really felt like the Southern Poverty Law Organization does its best to counteract the hatred and racism that occurs in this country. It is granted a larger subject than just one organization can confront, but I think they do an admirable job of exposing that hatred and that racism. And by bringing newsletters to people and by actually going to court in many cases and fighting for the rights of people who have been hampered and hurt by the injustice conceived by these racist organizations.
Oh, there's one thing that brings us together. There's one thing that'd tear us apart. You get to choose the one or the other. There's no room for both in your heart. There's no room. Some people say life
Once again, I'm speaking with Noel Paul Stuckey, who has a brand new album out called Just Causes. And every single song on this album is about a cause. I asked Noel about something called Music to Life.
I think I mentioned before that the writing of the wedding song created an organization called the Public Domain Foundation, which in turn funded the creation of showcases at the Kerrville Folk Festival, where we supported singer-songwriters of social conscience. And my daughter, Liz, has taken over that organization, Music to Life, and has brought it along into the 21st century so that now it not only supports singer-songwriters of social conscious music, but also supports activist artists. That is, the artists that want to go the extra step, come off the stage, go into the communities and use music as a healing tool, whether it's in the prisons or whether it's immigration issues or whether it's the homeless. And already there are activist artists in Austin, Texas and Portland, Maine, who are linked to nonprofits in those cities who are doing the good work. So I'm really pleased that not only has the money from the wedding song gone for good causes, but my family has turned to good causes as well.
That's great. If not for music, what would you be doing now?
You know, I want to go back to not that kind of music because it sort of answers the question. Not that kind of music is, I started off just writing about the difference between platform shoes, eyeshadow, makeup, and songs of Woody Guthrie. Matter of fact, a funny story. I don't know if I've ever told it on the air before, but I'm a jazz guy. I mean, I always loved Brubeck. When I talked about the connection to you earlier, I mentioned 5/4 time, and I usually play color chords. For instance, this is an A chord. But listen to this. Subtle difference, but that's an A major seventh. And those are what I consider to be color chords. They're not straight ahead chords. They're not folky chords. And I remember once backstage, or no, at a rehearsal, Peter reaching over and touching my arm and saying, "Noel, you can't play an A seventh in a Woody Guthrie tune." And it took a while to process the information. But what he meant, and I think he was right, Peter usually is, that it calls attention to the emotional quality of the chord and the emotional part of the music instead of the rendering of the information of the lyric.
Yeah.
In some instances, that's not what you should do. So, Not That Kind of Music was sort of an attempt to restore our listening chops, all of us who listen to radio or streaming, to the awareness of the message. And so the first line was, "It's not that kind of music," he said with a smile. "It's more about the message, less about the style." But it really honestly was not until I was further along in the song, Artie, that I recognized this is a song about Pete Seeger. And so I began to bend the lyrics so that it saluted Pete Seeger. And I had the chance to actually play it for him up in Beacon, New York, visited him. And in one of the upcoming Hudson Revival shows that are going to go on for the Clearwater, you know, they occasionally, I was able to include some of the footage of being with Pete and singing this song. And Peter joined me in singing Not That Kind of Music. The proceeds for it, as you can imagine, go to Music to Life because they are supporting singer-songwriters who sing songs of conscience.
It's not that kind of music. You sit with a smile. It's more about the message and less about the style. Then he played a chord and each of us would try to learn a part. He brought us all together singing music from the heart. It was a lesson in harmony and we'd make that joyful sound. It was a song about spirits reaching was a 12-string or just the sound of clapping hands. But there always was this moment kind of hard to understand when the music became bigger than the man. It was a song about justice asking, "Won't you take a stand?" It was a song about a song to sing. Thank you.
it's not that kind of music. I still can hear him say, though the 12 strings on the wall now, waiting for a brighter day. I remember when it only took one voice and one guitar to bring the world together. Singing music from the heart.
Thank you very much.
Let me ask you, who would you like to perform with that you've never performed with before?
Wow. Probably McCartney. I really appreciate his melodic take on things. Did get a chance to perform with Dave Brubeck when the trio traveled with him. That was fun. We did Tom Glaser's rewrite of St. Matthew's Passion, which turned out to be "Because all men are brothers, wherever men may be. One union will unite us forever, proud and free." And when we went on stage, Paul Desmond had to introduce us. He's being an itinerant, how shall I say, dyed-in-the-wool jazz saxophonist. Folk music, I don't think, was his first calling at all. I think jazz musicians tend to think of folk music as like four chords and a harmonica. And so he's on stage. He's going to have to introduce us to come up to sing with a quartet. And he says, we're going to bring these folk musicians up to play with us, and I don't know whether to call this faz or joke, but we knew which he would have preferred. Yeah, that was great. It was great working with Dave Brubeck.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of green, above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining. Son, whose loyal families labor still, that we may live as one. America, America, renew thy founder's call. Let liberty and justice be the right of one and all. Oh, bountiful of forest green, of lake and fertile lands, where seeds of hope are tended by thy sons and daughters' hands. America, America, the earth still calls to thee, where human life and nature strive to live in harmony. Thank you.
Tell me about the song Connection.
Connection is, you know, appealing to me on a couple of levels. One, of course, is the fact that it's a little expose of the junkie drug community and its total unawareness that it is funding the Taliban. That was a connection, if you will, that was brought out to me by my son-in-law who came back from Afghanistan. And the story song just, I think, while it doesn't really come to a conclusion in a sense, it makes the connection and then leaves it to the listener to recognize the fact that they do have a choice, that in fact choosing drugs as a way to live your life is tied up in a lot of socially irresponsible actions, but that many of us, as I've discovered from the Partnership to End Addiction, is the name of the nonprofit organization to the profits, the net profits from the song go to.
Bobby and me are looking to score. We're in Needlebox City on some second floor. And there's a party tonight. We got weed, we got wine. Bobby's laughing in spite of the fact we can't find the connection. The seed day after day, children to feed, warlords to pay. Wait for the jingle drop from Kandahar. Pray for mercy and luck. These are bad men who guard the connection. Now at the mud wall, 20 feet high. On the plains north of Kabul, there's chaos to buy. Poppies that pay for the Taliban guns, a purchase made possible with money from the connection.
You've lived your whole life making music and entertaining people. What do you think about what's happening now and the inability to get out there and perform in front of people. I mean, the Zoom thing is one thing, but it's not the same as having an audience in front of you and, you know, reacting with that.
Yes, that's true. I do think, though, that vulnerability is vulnerability. And I just think you got to go with the flow, whether it's one person you're talking to or whether it's 1,000 or 10,000 people. You do tend to be a bit broader, you know, when you want to include a wider group of people. And that certainly has been lost. You know, we're a little too indwelling, I think, because of the pandemic. That will change. And I think that we will value our privacy in a way that we hadn't before. And our reflective and meditative moments, I think that many of us will say, you know, I'm just not going to go to every conceivable social event that there is. Yeah. I'm going to spend some time, maybe I'll take weekends to myself, or in the case of a musician who works on weekends, maybe I'll take Monday, Tuesday. That'll be my sabbatical. I think we will learn from this. And I think for those of us who create music, not so much to entertain, but to inform or inspire, or sometimes just to rant. I mean, there mm-hmm. is that. I don't think that we've been that inhibited. I think yeah. that we've been in a mode of creation, and we're probably going to see an immense amount of albums and music become available in 2022 by virtue of the people. What was it? Remember during the World Wars, when the wars were over, the number of babies that were born immediately following
right.
all the servicemen came home? Well, I think we're going to see a lot of songs that have been born during the pandemic.
Yeah. And, you know, when we were younger, I mean, music changed. I believe music changed the course of the nation. Yourselves, Peter, Paul and Mary, Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, all of the protest songs that came out, I believe, changed so much of where we are right now.
Well, it was able to comment. It was able to comment on a big social wave that was happening. It's kind of mutual awareness and respect that was happening in the early 60s and continued. And the fact that people could call for an end to a war, that was a pretty big reach.
Yeah.
1969. And I think to the extent that the democratization of our communication is still an important fact, is continually a growing and important factor in the way that the future is going to unfold, because we each have a voice here in a way that we didn't prior to the advent of computers and the internet.
Now, if you could change anything about the music industry right now, what would it be?
Well, I can't fault the gatekeepers anymore, because there aren't any, like I said.
Right.
You know, a piece of music is available on the internet, and if somebody discovers it and it's catchy and you want to spread the word, then you tell your friends tell your friends, and now friends tell acquaintances, acquaintances tell, and there's all the social media. So I can't really ask for more of a platform than music already has in the world today. And like I said, the gatekeepers or the record companies play less of an important role
yeah.
in the listening.
Hey, Noel.
Hey.
Thank you so much for being with me today. I'm honored to be able to talk to you.
Get out of here.
It's the truth. It really is. Well, have a great afternoon, and hopefully we'll meet someday.
Yeah, I hope so too.
So I'm going to close out this interview with the song Revolution from the album Just Causes. And I do hope you enjoyed the program today. I want to thank Noel Paul Stuckey for being here and giving us some sage advice and interesting stories, and especially for this album, Just Causes. And again, it's an album that every single song is related to a cause, and I urge you to go out and seek this album. Noel Paul Stuckey's website is one of the best places to look for it. So this is Audie Martello, hoping you have a fantastic day. Join me next time for another episode of Mostly Folk.
I'm gonna start a revolution. I'm gonna take it to the street. I'm gonna smile at every solitary person that I meet. I'm gonna wave a toast, stranger. No matter where they're from, I'm gonna start a revolution. I'm gonna win it one by one. Of this movement I'm about to share with you. You just pick somebody that you don't know, that's all you have to do. You don't need no other weapon than that smile upon your face. Just say hello, you let them know. We're all part of the human race, and if you should count, as I'm sure you will, some disbelief. Still will come open all these windows. We're gonna unlock every door. We're gonna sweep out every corner. We're gonna mop up every floor till he goes a dancing in the jaw of the dragon, sleeping in the lion's den, dreaming of the angels. Yeah, and he falls in love. Caught by coincidence, or maybe we're the ones to